Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Thomas Trissell, who's president of Centiva. Thomas, how you doing?
Good morning, Kemp. I'm wonderful.
Good. I'm glad to have you with us on the show today. Hey, Thomas, I haven't spoken to you on the air since you were acquired by Tarkett. Tell me how things are going with you.
Well, things are going well, and the acquisition, I think the transition went very, very well. I think both parties, Tarkett and Centiva, they had good optimism, and as it looks in the first 9 months, things are going smoothly, and the management at Tarkett and on my side here, I think everybody's happy.
Well, I can tell you that I'm sure they're pleased with this acquisition. I went to Neocon. I didn't see you personally, but I did speak to some of your team, and they were saying that you are having the best order week in the history of the company. So, I mean, that's fantastic.
Yeah, this was probably the reason why you didn't see me at NeoCon. We have experienced a tremendous amount of increase in sales. It started around April. The motor really started running very hot, and we acted right away and purchased new equipment. This equipment is right now in transfer from Germany, will be put in here, and it's an add-on to our existing machines. And we are a little bit tickled ourselves that the orders have increased so much. And this, of course, comes with some challenges from the raw material supply to the customer. But I think we're managing it very well.
Well, you know, you're no stranger to us and Floor Focus. And, you know, Centiva focuses mostly on the commercial side of the business. You have some wonderful LVT products that you sell in the marketplace. We talk to a lot of different companies, and you know, we hear that there is some business on the replacement side of the commercial business, but obviously you have found a niche that's making your order rate ring much faster than many other people. To what do you attribute the success?
If we talk about the current success, I do believe it is really for numerous reasons. Number one, as you know, during the economy downtime in 2008 and 2009, we have not paused. We have not put anything on hold. We continued to being strong. We invested all the money we had, and we mostly put it in, again, machinery, in new designs, and for most, in salespeople. And we hired in 2009 six salespeople by Centiva, and that came handy to a time when other people let good people go. So I think that was a huge, tremendous amount of approach which comes to success now here in 2011. Mm-hmm. Secondly, the fact that the LVT category, it's the most growing, so we are right in the middle of it. Our brand name has come to a size that people recognize us and they trust of what we supply and what we offer. The third thing, I do believe in, especially 2010, late in 2011, some of our success contributed to the fact that some of our competitors simply didn't have the material in the warehouse, as most of the LVT comes from Asia. That pretty much sums those up. We also see a few customer coming back to us, which we thought we may have lost, people who moved to loose lay flooring. And in the commercial side, it may still debatable. And we see some customers who have tried and come back and trust back to Centiva and the product being glued down.
Okay, great. Well, let me just tell you that aside from being a publisher at Floor Focus and with Floor Daily, I also have some commercial property, and I can attest firsthand to your situation as far as being in stock. I had a tenant moving into a fairly large space and had picked another brand of flooring, and we tried to get it. They were out of stock, and we found a flooring that we liked of yours, and we called you, and we had it in 3 days. That's very important, especially in the summer season when a lot of the stuff's going in.
Yeah, we have a little bit of challenges this summer. Like we talk about the order processing, we got huge unexpected orders, and that made the forecast a little bit tricky. But, you know, I'm very thankful for the partners and customers we have, that they work with us and they have shown understanding. And thanks to the add-on to our machinery, this will be a debate of the past. So, yes, I mean, this is what Centiva stands for, that we not just supply a great-looking floor, one which is durable, and a company which gives great customer service.
Yeah. All right, so a couple things else I want to catch up with you on. I know you're in the news recently with your new ISO 14001 certification, so I think you're doing a lot on the environmental side of things. I know that you're proud to have that certification.
Not just this. During the due diligence, when we were in the middle of selling Centiva to Tarkett, we were already on the ball with ISO 14001, but for whatever reason, it was put on hold, and that was one of the first things I wanted to bring back on track. And our two people in charge here, Garth Gaffney, our technical director, and Sheila Rainey, did a fantastic job in get this going on the first go-around. So that made us happy, and I think that is just another proof that Centiva takes those things very, very serious. Just in our area here in the Northwest Alabama corridor, I think we are the second company who actually fulfills ISO 14001. It makes us very happy.
Yeah. Speaking along those lines of sustainability, I know you started a take-back program a year or two ago. Talk a little bit about how that's going.
The take-back program product was actually a little bit of the challenge, which was one of the reasons why I was open to the Tarkett merger, because with no doubt there's where world-class manufacturing company like Tarkett is of help. And we are very, very glad that we now have the synergies bundled with our sister companies. As you know, the take-back program is in place at Centiva for quite a while. Most people don't know about it, so if people want to give us material back, we are very open to this. We research this very fast and can put the finger on if this is material we can allow back in our stream or we can't. All of this, in all our discussion also with our befriended carpet companies we're working with in Georgia, it is the fact that the question, if it makes sense, is only about the transportation cost and this dilemma or this challenge. And I think now, as being a part of a larger company, this only comes into help, and I think that we are working on this to make this even better for our customers in the future.
Okay, Thomas, and one other thing I want to talk to you about. I know we just released our August-September sustainability issue of Floor Focus, and we talked to you about some things you were doing around the way you make your product. Certainly with this take-back program, you have some recycled content, but you also are using a phthalate-free plasticizer. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, phthalate-free plasticizer was a huge discussion at Centiva, as it has its pros and cons, Camp, and I think the debate will go on. I know that a couple of days ago you had Dean Thompson on the show and talked about the NSF 332, etc. I personally, being a huge believer in whatever I can recycle and don't have to bring to the landfill, that is to me the true green story. However, the phthalate-free has been taken serious at Centiva. We have gone through testing with some very, very good raw material supplier, and I'm very proud to say that all our Victory series is now being produced with a phthalate-free plasticizer, and we actually started doing this earlier this year. We had numerous of testing going on. We were a little bit concerned about the translucency and the transparency of our product, but this was not a challenge at all, so we are very glad to say that Victory series is being produced with phthalate-free. In the Contour series, where you see the planks and the stones and imitations, there's where we are actually proud that in the backing we are having a huge content of recycled materials, and therefore we are not ready to implement the phthalate-free plasticizer. We could at any point, but again, I think that recycling the material and give it a new life and a new Centiva floor, to me, is the best answer for the future to go.
Yeah. Well, Thomas, I got to tell you, you're an amazing story. You came over here as an immigrant from Germany. Your parents had been in the flooring business. You started a small LVT or vinyl company in Florence, Alabama, and then were acquired, and you're staying at the helm. You still continue to run the business, don't you?
Yeah, I still continue to run the business, and I'm telling you, I never had more fun than right now. I do need to say that the Tuck management is doing a very good job in keeping Centiva with its spirit and with its people the way they are. And I think that is a very, very good. When is really the time to sell a business? And I think for my situation, a huge accomplishment happened, and I see Centiva for years to grow, and I want to be as long as I can a part of it. And I'm telling you, with the new people we hire here, there's so much dramatic good things going on. We have reached the over 100 employees, and we're heading now towards the 150 employee range, and it scares you on the one side, but on the other side, yes, you're right, it's a wonderful story.
Yeah, well, great, Thomas, good to talk to you again. We've been talking to Thomas Trissell, who's president of Centiva, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.